Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Don't forget, we have a free podcast for the entire 3 hours. At the end of the show every day, if you're a subscriber to it, you just click on it and subscribe to it. It's free at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then it will download to your MP3 player or your iPod. Please tell your whole email list, your list of friends, your neighbors, or even if you're not a computer person and you listen on an AM or FM station, tell that grandson or granddaughter or son or daughter or neighbor who is on the Internet or does use an iPod that they can listen to the show. We're paying for it. It's free. We just want to get the word out. That's our currency here, is waking people up. That's waking people up, unlocking minds, getting one step closer to defeating the New World Order. It's like rubies and diamonds and emeralds in my hand. I literally love it. That's what I'm after. That's what I love. And I'm committed. I mean, I'm not doing this and working this hard to lose. I'm doing everything I'm doing here today because I know that with God's help, we can bring these evil people to justice. And I'm so angry at the phony churches telling everybody to go to sleep. We're all going to be raptured. Even if that was the case, we have a duty to stand up against evil. And I'm tired of people standing by and letting the weak and the meek, the women and children, especially of this world, be abused by the New World Order. They're doing really bad things. And we can change it. You know, with slavery, in around 1800, in England, people started speaking out against the transatlantic slave trade. And they were called demons, they were called kooks, they were laughed at, you'll never defeat it, you'll never stop it. And within just a few decades, they were the majority view, and everyone agreed that it should be outlawed. And then it took another 50-something years for it to be attacked here. The problem is that you already had indentured white servants, you already had sharecroppers, you already had an underclass system. And that's what power wants. It wants slaves. And we're going back into slavery. It's just a softer form of slavery. It's a more subtle, refined system. And in my breast beats a desire to see justice done. Beats a desire to see bad people punished. And I know that none of us are safe in this current climate. My whole family is in grave danger. Your family is in grave danger. With the people running the planet that we have in control right now, we're all in danger. And that's why I'm here. So I do want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. I want to thank the shortwave affiliate, WWCR. I want to thank the fine folks at the Genesis Network. I want to thank you, the listeners, the sponsors. I want to thank everyone. And my great regret in life is that I'm not the best at this job. And I've got plenty of problems and foibles. And I do plenty of things that are wrong to people. But I know you listen because in your gut, we have a connection. And you know that I'm sincere. And you've checked out a lot of my claims and you found out they're true. And I want you all to know that I see you as my brothers and sisters. And I am humbled every day to think about the fact that in all the paths I could have taken in my life growing up, and the experiences I had, the bad things that happened to me growing up, the evil things I saw, and some of the bad things I was involved in, that was really God preparing me to not be a fool and to not be naive and to be able to recognize the world we live in and the things that are happening around us. You do count. You do matter. You can affect change. You're only alive once. And I want to encourage you to take that first step in that journey towards standing up against corruption and evil. We'll be right back with our esteemed guests.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a New York Times report from a couple days ago concerning the new, quote, fringe economy. I would call it the predatory economy. Growth in the economy is in prisons, is in homeland security, is in law enforcement, is in short-term loans, pawn shops, check cashing places, you know, loans on your tax return. The country's unraveling. And the system is getting hungrier and hungrier. State tuitions at state colleges that I've looked at the balance sheets of, like UT, has $36 billion. I kept saying $24 billion. That was like a 10-year-old number. I've got the new ones. $36 billion in cream assets. That's not in pension funds. That's not even in investments. Just in liquid cash accounts, but they're boosting tuition again. And I don't even know why I'm going off on this rant. It's another thing I was thinking about this morning before I came in to do the show. Just how predatory it is. I mean, we've always had organizing forces in government and humanity, but a lot of times they've, you know, turned out to at least be for the better. Now it's just every indicator. Folks, I have like 10 articles in my stack, okay, that I printed last night and this morning, where, again, a four-year-old hugs their teacher, they're arrested. It's called sexual harassment. Or somebody brings a plastic knife in their lunchbox to put cream cheese on a bagel. They're arrested. Look at this, folks. This is AP today, and we're going to go to our esteemed guest. Young girl facing charges after wetting pants. Folks, I have 10 of these today. I'm not going to even read them on air. I'm scared for my children. They're good children. But they may get in a fist fight sometime. They may be sick or wet their pants sometime. Something might happen with them. And then they're gone, folks. They're in the system. Look at this. This is out of Danville, PA, a 12-year-old special education student. And then goes on, or mildly retarded. So now 12-year-old retarded children are charged. See, it's a system hungry to fill more beds, to get more people in. See, citizens are worth more now in prison than they are outside. A 12-year-old special education student in Monitor County was charged with disorderly conduct after authorities said she deliberately wet her pants at school. Her mother told the Press Enterprise it happens because her daughter was frightened by the principal. I've had a lot of mammals do that. I have little puppies when they grovel. They do that. I guess when your puppy doesn't, send it to prison. Her mother told the Press Enterprise it happened because her daughter was scared. The girl had been preparing a holiday lunch with her classmates and teachers at Danville Middle School on December 20th. Her mother said when her daughter refused to go to the kitchen to wash some pots and pans, teachers summoned Principal Kevin Duckworth, who confronted the girl. Then she wet her pants. And she's retarded. So now they're going to criminally charge retarded children. All right, I'm going to shut up. I I've got literally 9 more just like it. Children who get off school buses and go to the store to get something to drink instead of going right home, get arrested. I mean, it's just destroying world order. I could talk for hours about our guest bio. He drafted the Biological Weapons Anti-Terror Act of 89 and helped draft the UN's anti-biological weapons treaties. And he has worked and advised in the highest levels of the Congress and basically done it all. He's a doctor, professor, law expert. Francis A. Boyle, he's written a bunch of books. We have links to websites with his publisher and how you can get them. I've read Destroying World Order. It's an excellent book. And if any of us are going to be free human beings, we've got to destroy world order. Dr. Boyle, thanks for coming on with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on again, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Just a side issue, do you want to comment on the what I was saying about a predatory system, how it's just getting crazier and crazier?
Sure. We have 2.2 million Americans in prison, which is the highest rate of incarceration per capita basis in the world. So, in other words, as far as the power elite who run this country are concerned, we Americans are the most criminal race of people in the world. I don't really believe that is true at all. But basically, you see a power elite run wild that instead of giving their people adequate jobs, health care, education, food, clothing, housing, prefers to criminalize them and stick them away because it's cheaper that way, as they see it, and they just don't care. So you're right. This is business and industry warehousing human beings. As for children, yes, I started teaching criminal law here at the University of Illinois in 1978 when we used to have a criminal justice system that was designed for the purpose not of criminalizing children, but trying to reform them, guide and supervise them. Starting with the Reagan administration and the neoconservatives who worked for Reagan, including Meese and many of the people we see in Washington today. And by the way, Meese was the sort of legal mentor to Roberts and Alito, who are on the Supreme Court, and many of the other federal judges we see. They began to criminalize children. And instead of treating them as children, treated them as adults, and proceeded to prosecute them, stick them away, rather than guide them, help them, if necessary, reform them.
And they sold it on things that sounded reasonable at first, you know, the litmus test. Oh, we're just taking the Nazis' free speech. Well, it's the same thing here. Oh, a 14-year-old shot his parents. He deserves You know, well, yes, that person does deserve, if they've got mental faculties, you know, that is a serious crime. That is an adult crime. But now it's having a plastic Dixie knife in your for your cream cheese. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're on the honor roll. We're going to take you to, I mean, it's just, again, this is the, and it's 7+ million in the system, millions behind bars. I'm sorry I made you digress there, but it ties
in. There is the International Convention on the Rights of the Child, or the Rights of Children. Every government country in the world is a party to it, except the United States and Somalia, and Somalia doesn't have a government. Of course, we don't have a government either that is in the interest of the American people. But if you read that convention, it sets out what everyone in the world believes are the basic human rights of children. And one of their basic human rights is not to be subjected to the adult system of criminal justice. And their children are defined as human beings under the age of 18. So if you really want to see what is the standard for the entire rest of the world, except the United States and Somalia, you can access that convention online.
All right, let's shift back into, but I mean, I think it's important just to set the table of the type of atmosphere we're in. Destroying world order, U.S. imperialism in the Middle East before and after September 11th, and then I want to, well, you know what, let's start out with Saddam, because this is really blown up in their face. Give us your analysis on it, Doctor.
Yes, we have to understand that the this entire show trial was organized directly out of the White House. It had already been reported, even in the New York Times, that there was a lawyer on the White House staff who was in charge of running the whole thing. I can't recall the guy's name, but it's there in the database, LexisNexis, somewhere. So, for example, the death penalty for him came down just before the November elections. The execution itself, the hanging, lynching, I don't know what else you'd call it, was designed for political reasons. His execution under these circumstances violated the Third Geneva Convention of 1949. We had originally designated him as a prisoner of war, which the convention prohibited, setting up this kangaroo court proceeding that was run out of the White House.
Even the state-appointed judges kept quitting, and they killed a bunch of Saddam's lawyers out in the street. I mean, this was a complete joke. People say, well, he doesn't deserve a fair trial. The point is, the facts come out, and it would have come out how our government helped him and advised him in many of the, quote, crimes he committed.
Well, that's right, and that's why it was set up this way. The first trial, Dujail, this massacre of Shias, 140 or so, back in 1982, before we really were involved in any of his major atrocities, although we did encourage him to invade Iran.
They did that little one because that was something that was compartmentalized and didn't touch the White House.
That's correct, and he was now on trial for his atrocities against the Kurds, including the gassing, and that clearly did get into our complicity in helping provide him with both chemical and biological weapons. And so it was in our interest to kill him off before that trial went forward or any of the other trials. But we have to look at it from a broader perspective, I submit. Instead, there was a lawyer directly out of the White House running this whole show. It was all paid for by the United States government, all the investigators. They had an army of 20 lawyers over there running this thing. And it was basically a combination of a kangaroo court and a Stalin show trial, and it clearly was going to lead to his execution at a time that was propitious for the Bush people. Now, let's look at the timing here. First, we had coming up the 3,000th dead U.S. soldier in Iraq, and executing Saddam Hussein was a good way to try to get that out of the press.
Dr. Francis Boyle, a global legal expert, advisor to Congress, writer of different conventions. We'll come right back to him after the break. Please stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Dr. Francis A. Boyle, author of Destroying World Order, U.S. Imperialism in the Middle East Before and After September 11th, joins us. We'll tell you more about his books and how to get them before he leaves us. We'll take a few calls before the show ends in about 36 minutes. Dr. Boyle, please continue with where you left off with the lynching, the getting rid of the guy who knew too many secrets over the weekend.
Right. We also have to look at the timing then. Obviously, the death of the 3,000 soldier, U.S. soldier in Iraq was coming up right at that time. So I believe that this was orchestrated to distract public attention and focus from that 3,000's death. And let me say, these U.S. soldiers in Iraq, they're our mothers and our fathers, our brothers and our sisters, our sons and our daughters, and they are being needlessly murdered by Bush and his neoconservative criminal cabal. And it is up to each and every one of us as U.S. citizens to get them home as soon as possible. Now, that being said, there is the additional factor here of the animosity, deliberately stirring up animosity between the Shia and the Sunni, which this lynching was also designed to do.
Do you think they intended for Saddam to, like, blow up and respond to the taunts? I mean, obviously that was all carefully choreographed and staged. Could it have blown up in the White House's face any bigger?
Well, I think this is what they wanted to happen. I don't think it has blown up in their face. You have to understand the...
they want more sectarian, yeah.
That's correct. The neoconservative mentality. As I said, this was all run right out of the White House. Hadley is a neoconservative, graduate of the Yale Law School.
By the way, you went to school with these people. You know them.
That's correct. I was trained at the University of Chicago, sort of this neoconservative cesspool as an undergrad. I was there with Wolfowitz, Schulsky, all these people. And then his deputy, Elliot Abrams, Hadley's deputy, Elliot Abrams, another neoconservative. I went to Harvard Law School with him. Abrams had murdered 35,000 people down in Nicaragua back in the 1980s, and I say murder. I was down there to see what he did. And Bush hired him on. He's now the deputy national security advisor. Abrams is a neoconservative affiliated with the Likud party in Israel, Ariel Sharon, and all these racist and genocidal fanatics. So my assessment was that Abrams and Hadley gave the green light deliberately to stir up sectarian tensions, not only in Iraq, between the Shia and the Sunni, but also in the Muslim world.
Iran.
So they picked the holiest day, Eid al-Adha, which is the commemorates the Feast of the Sacrifice, where God
Abraham.
Right, where God told Abraham that he did not have to sacrifice Isaac, but gave him a goat instead. So this is probably the holiest day on the Muslim calendar. And I'm sure a guy like Abrams, who is, knows a lot about the Middle East, knew that full well. And they gave the go-ahead to lynch him on the holiest day in the Muslim world, knowing full well it would stir up tensions between the Shia and the Sunni, and also worldwide. And if you look at the wire services today, you'll see that they have now turned Saddam Hussein into a martyr. Now, I've done a lot of work in the Arab and Muslim world, and, you know, prior to this, you know, everyone I knew just thought Saddam Hussein was pretty much a butcher. But now they've turned him into a martyr, and this is fine as far as the neoconservative mentality is concerned. It was the same philosophy the United States had in the Iraq-Iran war, as Henry Kissinger said, we want them all to kill each other off.
Well,
and
that's
the policy.
Zbigniew Brzezinski is now calling it the global Balkans, the strategy of tension.
Well, that's right. And at Harvard, I went through the same PhD program that produced both Kissinger and Brzezinski. And indeed, they gave me Kissinger's old office at the Center for International Affairs. And in fact, we had the same international relations teacher, Hans Morgenthau. And when I was 21 years old, Morgenthau offered to call up Kissinger and get me a job on his White House staff, which I declined.
Amazing. I want to hear, yeah, the backstory. You know these guys. And I want to see what their, you know, their final endgame is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hey, we just had somebody run a hack of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They went in and took our big sponsor for fish oil at the top and turned it into a huge banner for Jones Report. I guess it's better than a couple years ago when they posted some naked lady on a motorcycle on our main page. Very funny, guys. And you must really know what you're doing to be able to get through all of our defenses and do that. That's it. I'll launch a whole other website because you did that. Boy, I tell you, it's crazy. I know that we have callers for our guest, and I tell you, I really appreciate him spending time with us today. Destroying World Order is the one book he's written that I've read. I've scanned through the other one on the anthrax attacks. And of course, we had him on about 3-4 weeks ago, and the story went supernova on the web concerning the clear evidence of government involvement in the anthrax attacks. It's an orgy of evidence. Before he leaves us, we'll tell you how to get these books. We have links to his publisher and the websites up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But let me elaborate. I mean, I tell the listeners, because I'm going off the 83 Israeli plan, the 2002 U.S. plan, I'm not that smart. They admit in policy papers what they're really going to do, and then they have their public propaganda, as you know, Doctor. They said, we're going to go in, break Iraq in three parts, and spread revolution, and civil war into the rest of the region, weaken all these countries, not let them become first world. We may even overthrow Saudi Arabia, blah, blah, blah. And so I understand that they did this to make everybody get mad. I know the military was running the whole execution. That's admitted. Now they're out lying about it. But when I say blow up in their face, it seems like they're overcooking it. You know, it's like they're baking a cake in the Middle East, but like they've burned the cake. The violence is so bad. The troops are barely hanging on. I guess they see it as shooting the moon, as a guest said on the show yesterday, kind of going for it all with a Hail Mary, trying to escalate us into something even bigger. But it just seems like their hubris has got to get the best of them sometime. I mean, 78% of Americans now in major polls want out, 70% of the troops. There are people protesting the Democrats every time they have a press conference. We have a clip of that. I mean, it's just how far, how much are they going to get away with, Doctor?
Well, first, they don't care about our troops at all. They're just throwaway people as far as they are concerned. And yes, they are still going forward with their plans to recarve up the Middle East and remake it in the neoconservative image. They encourage the Israel war massacre, call it what you want, against Lebanon, Israel's war massacre against Palestinians both this summer. And now they're planning for a war against Iran, a bombing campaign that very well could turn into World War III, and that would not bother them at all, these neoconservatives. Indeed, from their perspective, how else are they going to retrieve the situation?
Well, neocons are on talk radio saying there's going to be World War III, and then they're going to start arresting all the, quote, American al-Qaeda, that's you and I, who are against this war, when they're really al-Qaeda. They're the ones behind it all. I'm sure you're aware of the fact that Gingrich is calling for shutting down the First Amendment. I mean, they are going for broke, I guess.
They are. And you have to understand the neocon mentality. As I was saying, I went to the University of Chicago, the home of the neocons. I entered there in 1968 as an undergraduate. Their founder, Leo Strauss, had just retired from the political science department. But I was trained by his foremost student, protege, co-author, and later literary executor, Joseph Protzi. So I went right through the entire neocon program there at the University of Chicago. Wolfowitz was there getting his Ph.D. in international relations, which I studied, as I said, under Hans Morgenthau. Ashcroft was there getting his law degree. Many of the other neocons, Khalilzad was there, Shulsky, they were all there. And we have to understand the neocon mentality. I briefly discuss it in Destroying World Order, but basically put, Leo Strauss's mentor in Germany, before he immigrated to the United States, was Carl Schmitt. And Carl Schmitt went on to become the most notorious Nazi law professor of that benighted era. Carl Schmitt justified every hideous atrocity
the
Nazis inflicted on anyone.
Well, the parallels to the Bush administration and the Nazis are legion. And that's not an accident, is it?
No, I'm suggesting it isn't, that the neocons, through Strauss, and there is a book, if you're interested here, Professor Shadia Drury, D-R-U-R-Y, she teaches up in Canada and has had no contact with the University of Chicago that I'm aware of. The neocons have been thoroughly schooled in Straussian and Schmittian theory, which is basically Nazi. And these people really are neo-Nazis. And we have to understand that. I think people have a difficult time coming to grips with it because it seems so alien to our tradition.
But it's second nature for the Trotskyites who kind of formed up with the Bushes, who, you know, Prescott Bush was a high-level Nazi agent in the U.S., and help fence a lot of them into the U.S. and their money. So it just seems like They're just continuing with a tradition. Now, what about the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and all these others saying, hey, yeah, we're going to increase troops. Yeah, we're never going to leave. I mean, this is incredible. What do you say about those guys?
Well, you know, when I was young, it was the Democrats who gave us the Vietnam War under John Kennedy, the best and the brightest in David Halberstam and the rest of the Democrats. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, basically, the current Democratic Party, I'm a political independent, these are the sons and the daughters of the best and the brightest that gave us the Vietnam War. And indeed, Halberstam, writing on Best and the Brightest, was talking about Harvard, where I spent 7 years at Harvard getting 3 degrees after the University of Chicago. And again, going through this exact same program that produced Kissinger and Brzezinski, but especially Kissinger, because I wanted to be trained exactly like these people and think like them and know what they're up to and then hopefully come out and turn it against them. This what we're seeing now, and I guess you had mentioned a previous speaker, this is go for broke, that these neo-Nazis, the neocons from Chicago, and President Bush at one point publicly bragged that he had appointed at least 20 or 25 Straussians, neocons, to his administration. And the whole White House and Cheney's office are occupied by neocons. They're going for world domination and control. The whole shebang here.
And they
The wars against Afghanistan and Iraq had been planned for quite some time, as you correctly pointed out, by the Israelis and also even by our own Pentagon. They have been executed to seize and steal at least two-thirds of the world's energy resources, and they plan to hold on to it. This is the future of the world economy right there.
Now, Dr.
They're
Boyle,
not going to give it up.
Dr. Boyle, going back, you know, we know there's the old line oil companies, there's the big central banks. They certainly are, you know, funding and fostering the neocons and the Israelis and the British and others. Is there no concern by the old line elite that basically already own the world that this could get out of hand? I mean, are you seeing any fissures in the power structure, or is it just basically we're going over the edge of the cliff?
Well, I think they're moving towards World War III, and that, unfortunately, it seems the power elite have signed on to this. Indeed, today, if you read the New York Times, Brent Scowcroft, who was worked for Kissinger and then became National Security Advisor to both Ford and then Bush Sr., who had originally opposed Bush Jr.'s war against Iraq. If you read today's New York Times, there's a big op-ed piece where he's basically supporting the Bush Jr. Strategy of escalation in Iraq, where the neocons are going to send over another 20 to 30,000 of our brothers and sisters to be massacred in Iraq.
And then that will escalate it even again, and then more troops. But if the American people don't want to go along with it, I guess the domestic police state and all this talk about restricting the First Amendment, I guess that comes into play.
That's correct. And that's why you're seeing the police state Gestapo tactics that we talked about the last time. For example, Gonzalez, Harvard Law School, I went there, another neocon nest. Head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, a certified neocon himself. And it's no accident that they put Chertoff in charge of the police state. He's running the thing right there. So they understood that if they made this major grab for world power by launching brutal aggression against Iraq and Afghanistan, and perhaps now Iran, if we don't stop them, and Syria, that there would be massive resistance by the American people, as we saw opposition to the Vietnam War.
But magically, 9/11 happened as the pretext to push it all.
That's correct. One, they needed a pretext, and then two, they need a police state to stop the predictable resistance.
How do we stop them, Dr. Boyle? I mean, you've advised Congress, you've written international and national legislation, you've been to all the same schools. I mean, how do we stop these people from doing this? How do we stop World War III?
Well, you saw Mrs. Cindy Sheehan the other day, right? And they engaged in peaceful, nonviolent civil resistance. They disrupted that press conference by Rahm Emanuel. She took the podium in front of the press, and she demanded troops out of Iraq. And, you know, we went through this before in the Vietnam War.
But isn't this an illustration for everybody that it's unconstitutional, the people don't want to be there, they lied to us to get this there, but still we see the Democrats and Republicans circling the wagons against the people. But I agree, everywhere they go, they should be shut down.
They should be completely shut down. And I'm not advocating violence here, but peaceful, nonviolent civil resistance that Cindy Sheehan has been doing now for quite some time. And pretty much what we did to end the Vietnam War, pretty much what African-Americans courageously did to produce civil rights in this country at a very high cost.
What about the national draft? They've got all these big, the head of the Selective Service and everybody out pushing how important a draft is. They've set up the draft boards again. Do you think they'll try to pull a draft after another staged terror attack?
Well, I'm sure they're moving in that direction. It's very similar to what President Johnson did in December of 1964. We had about 140,000 troops in Vietnam. His advisors were telling him the war was lost, and instead of pulling out, he decided to escalate, creating a total disaster. 58,000 men of my generation were needlessly killed.
But not a disaster. Not a disaster for the defense contractors, though.
Oh no, they made money. Sure, and they're all making money today. If you read the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, I've read them. I read them every day. They're making enormous profits on all these weapon systems. The oil companies are making enormous profits. Remember the Bush family is heavily invested in oil.
Do you ever run
the oil prices go up, they make more money, sure.
Do you ever run into these neocons at, like, events or functions?
Well, I debate them, sure. I was once speaking at the National Press Club several years ago, and we went up for lunch, and right ahead in the line waiting for a seat was Elliot Abrams, my classmate from Harvard Law School, and they sat him, and the maitre d' came back and said, where would you like to sit? And I said in a very loud tone of voice, I don't want to be anywhere near that man because the odor of blood is too great. He had killed 35,000 down in Nicaragua, and yet here he is, the Deputy National Security Advisor, and he is now orchestrating what can only be said to be a clash of civilizations.
But see, they don't care. They're such
they don't care. That is correct.
In fact, they enjoy killing people, don't they? It's like a power trip.
Right. As Henry Kissinger said about the Iraq-Iran war, our strategy is to have them kill each other off.
Well, he also called, I'll paraphrase it, I forget the exact quote, he called our military men in Vietnam like dumb animals.
That's correct. Again, I went through the same program at Harvard that produced Kissinger, and that's exactly the way they think. And Harvard has learned nothing from the Vietnam War.
Well, let's still
train major war criminals and warmongers such as Kissinger at Harvard today as we speak.
Well, let's be clear, though. Let's say there's a father listening out in Austin whose son is in Iraq. And he would say to me, and these are real people I'm talking about, well, I know it's bad, but we can't leave without victory. It's some ego thing. They don't understand victory was never meant. The victory you've been told about, you're putting in a government in and beating the insurgency and leaving, they are there to create the insurgency. What do you say to
Right, and also, Alex, let me point out, you see, the strategy here all along was to destroy Iraq as a viable nation state. If you read Huntington's Clash of Civilization, and again, I went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced Huntington. He was there ahead of me. and was on the faculty. I wouldn't study with him because of his support for the Vietnam War. They wanted to destroy Iraq as a viable nation state because, as Huntington pointed out, Iraq was probably the only Arab nation state that could have provided leadership to the Arab world in a confrontation with the West over the energy supplies. So Iraq had to be destroyed. And this is a policy going back to Bush Sr., as I point out in my book, the first Iraq war, where he you know, just obliterated it. And then there was a de facto carve-up of Iraq into three pieces, the Kurds to the north, the Shia in the south.
Stay there. We've got a break. Final segment. We're going to come back and talk to Paul in New Orleans and two other callers quickly in the final segment. Tell folks about your books. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You can go to his publisher's website, claritypress.com. We have links to Infowars.com and get the different books that he's written. I'm looking at four of them right here. Destroying World Order, U.S. Imperialism in the Middle East Before and After September 11th. Let's hurriedly go to three calls. Let's talk to Paul in New Orleans, been holding patiently. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
You know, you opened my mind up with your program. I'm going to spread the word. Thomas Jefferson said, the Achilles heel of any nation is when it goes outside of its boundaries, and we're there. April Gatsby back in, with George, was Daddy Bush.
April Gillespie, yeah.
Okay, and she was talking about, now, you know, I'm just the average Joe. I'm just, you know, working hard. I'm a truck driver. But I remember when she was asked permission from our government for Saddam to cross drill, and they said, yeah. And then about maybe two, 3 months later, she came back on C-SPAN, and she says that, you know, that she was wrong, and it was all part of the New World Order, which was a clue back, you know, back in the 90s what was going on. Is there any way that George Bush can be tried for war crimes? I read an article where a Hawaiian American is not going to go back into service because he said that the war was illegal.
Well, this is not our military, and it is illegal. Dr. Boyle, you want to comment on what he's saying?
Yes, I'm currently working on that case. Lieutenant Aaron Watata, a very courageous young man. I was out there for his Article 32 hearing, and hopefully I'll be going back for the full court-martial. I would encourage all of you to support Lieutenant Watata. He refuses to have anything to do with this criminal war against Iraq.
I need to get his dad on the show. I've been meaning to do that.
Bob Watata is his name. Right. The family is very... He's got to be careful what he says now because the... He's being court-martialed for comments he made to the press that are perfectly lawful and valid and an exercise of his First Amendment right.
Absolutely, his right to refuse illegal orders. Let's talk to Kevin in Boston. Thank you, Paul. Good points. Kevin, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Dr. Francis Boyle, for putting yourself in the line for truth and the right way of things, you know, being a doctor and everything, we appreciate it. I had some quick points on Saddam Hussein. I believe was not the real Saddam executed. I respect what you're saying, Alex, and I just had some points for you to consider. So it was on April 5th, 2003, that a clean-shaven appeared in the streets when they thought he was dead and they were trying to celebrate, oh, he's probably dead, he's gone, and he appeared in the streets clean-shaven in his fatigues with the crowds cheering him. That was what I believe was the real Saddam.
Let me get a call for Dr. Boyle. What do you know about people that say this?
Well, I would say whether it's the real Saddam or not is somewhat beside the point. This lynching, it was clearly designed to be a lynching. As I pointed out, was set up by the neoconservatives in the White House, first to distract public attention from the 3,000 dead soldier, and then second to stir up hostilities between Shia and Sunnis in Iraq, and also in the Muslim world itself to inspire more terrorism against Americans.
Yeah, these guys,
because
these
the neocons need terrorism against Americans.
Yeah, that's P2OG.
Justify what they're doing.
We're out of time. That's P2OG. I mean, these guys are hyper Machiavellian, are they not?
That's exactly what we were trained at the University of Chicago. We had to know Machiavelli up and down and in our sleep. Yes, completely. And the same at Harvard. To get a PhD in political science at Harvard, like Kissinger, Brzezinski, Huntington, and me, you had to know your Machiavelli up and down and in your sleep and by your rope. That is exactly correct. Yes.
Ultra Machiavellian system. Sorry to Robert in Texas and others. I don't have time to get your calls. Call me back tomorrow. I'll be live. Dr. Boyle, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me on. And again, Happy New Year to everyone.
You too. You too.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.